And now, Superintendent Edgar, your students came back to class this week. Are there any changes in the school district, any major changes that they're experiencing this year?
No, not really. We actually had kind of a light summer. We do have some security measures that we were putting in place last March that are fully implemented now with some new bell systems, and we have front door entrances, a push button on all the front door entrances. So that is a little bit different for the kids, but outside of that, it was pretty similar to what they have seen in the past, and it was a very good first day back.
That's great to hear. Now, looking ahead into the rest of the school year, is there anything that you're especially excited about?
Yeah, actually right now we're in the process of planning a bond issue to run in April of 2014, and we had a Board of Education meeting last night, and we kind of took a look at the prioritized list, and so we're trying to finalize that information. We have our next Facility Needs Committee meeting on September the 23rd, and we'll be putting a lot of that, getting a lot more details prepared after that date. But we're excited about the opportunity to run a $4.5 million bond issue and try to update some of our facilities and make Marceline a better place to learn.
Do you have any idea yet what specific facilities might receive some of these improvements?
Yeah, actually, the first priority is going to be a renovation of Disney Elementary, and it's not going to be every classroom down there, but it'll be renovation of the first, second, fifth, and third grade hallways, and that will include asbestos abatement, new HVAC, new windows, roof renovations, new lighting, new doors, and floor modernization, and we look for that to be around $1.15 million. We're going to do some district-wide technology upgrades. This is also something that is going to be a focus of ours as we go into the future, not only just with this bond issue, but we want to make sure that our technology is providing what it needs for the kids, and we're looking at about spending $400,000 on technology. The next thing is a new high school kitchen and cafeteria. We have two options there. We're looking at possibly converting the existing high school auditorium to accommodate a new catering kitchen and a cafeteria area, but that space would also serve as a commons area during non-serving time frames. So a new code-compliant elevator would also be included in that. And then there was another option, if we don't use the existing high school auditorium, just to construct a new gymnasium on the west side of the high school to serve as an athletic space for school and community, and also for performances, and put the high school kitchen in that area. So that's going to be something that the committee needs to decide. And then there are a couple other small things, modernization of the middle school HVAC and some tuck pointing done on the school and some track upgrades down at Chester Ray Stadium. So we're pretty excited about the opportunity to take a look at all that stuff, and hopefully in April we can get the voters out to support it.
Anything coming up in the school year that is you perceive as a challenge for your district?
Well, I think that, you know, with the new MCIT 5 requirements at the back-to-school workshops, I really tried to challenge the teachers and let them know that there's going to be more accountability from the top to the bottom, and we just need to make sure that we focus on what we're supposed to be focusing on and things that we can control, and that's educating kids from 7:30 to 3:15.
Are there many new faces at your district this year?
We do have a few new employees. We have one new employee who is kind of familiar to the area. She was a teacher from Buckland, Greta Cathy. We welcome her. She's teaching first grade. Allison Golso, she comes to us from the La Plata area and is teaching high school English. Mr. Matt Finch has moved into the principal role. He was our middle school, high school science teacher before that and our golf coach. And Lee Bradley is taking his place. He's a local kid, graduated in 2007, I believe. And so he'll be taking that middle school science position, also coaching football and wrestling for us. And then Adam Dubuque, he just married an elementary teacher that we have in the building, and she's a local girl here. And Adam will be teaching business and coaching high school basketball and middle school softball. So we're excited to have new young faces, and we're looking forward to 13-14.
All right. Well, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I don't think so.